I was going to say, it kind of made me feel bad for a second. Well, thank you, Greg, and Ms. Blair Travis visiting with us this morning. And Blair, before we get started, wanted to say a special happy birthday to a friend of ours, Ms. Bobby Faust.
Yes, happy birthday, Bobby.
Special,
90.
Special birthday, 90 years old. You'd never guess it.
No, you would not.
I hope I'm half as spry as that when.
Well, I'm not
well, right
even.
Now, yeah. I'll take it right now. But it's amazing though the life she has led and the things she has done and continues to do. She's still helping you on a project right now.
Oh my goodness, what a woman! I mean, not only with the sesquicentennial and all of the things that went along with that, you know, helping me learn about the history of Calvert, but we are working on a project right now, which is pretty exciting. It'll happen in October, and we're going to do a cemetery tour, so tell the stories of the infamous Calvert City residents that are there. Her and Dwayne Stice and I have been working on stories, so it's pretty neat.
Oh,
it's going to be neat.
That will be cool. When will that come out?
Probably it's going to be in October. I think it'll be that second week in October. But we're kind of getting the stories written right now, and Bobby's doing a great job as always.
Yeah.
But and Dwayne too. It's going to be a really really neat thing. One of the things that I think about with Bobby is she is always dressed to the nines,
mm-hmm.
and she always asks the great questions. She does a great job.
Years of being a reporter.
Yes.
And as you say, just stay so active and just the history that she's been able to record
for
Calvert City, for Marshall County, Lyon County, other areas. I mean, that's something that we'll treasure for a long time.
Oh, yes. Just being able to spout off all those facts. I still can't do it, and I'm 40, so yeah. She's amazing. Happy birthday,
yeah,
Bobby.
Yeah, I hope she's has a good birthday today. So mm-hmm. Bobby Faust, 90 years old today, so a very special day for her, and just keep doing what you're doing.
That's right.
Well, this morning, Blair Travis visiting with us from Calvert City and talking about some of the events going on there, and one big event coming up that I know, the kites.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So Lloyd Ford started it years and years and years ago, and we give kites out at the Doctors Park Pavilion. It's right behind the elementary school, right behind the library. And you can come to Doctors Park, get a free kite, and we'll help you put it together, and then everybody just flies a kite.
Okay. We used to do that as kids, and I was never good at it.
They'd
be destroyed before they ever got going. So somebody will be able to help you, kind of.
Someone will be able to help you. Yeah, okay. My mom, she loved flying kites. I feel like we did that a lot as kids. And maybe I don't know, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's awesome to see 70 kites in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a sight just to sit and watch. And there's a lady, Breeze Lemonade. She'll be handing out free lemonade. And then we'll have State Farm Hillier Washer. She's going to be giving away free popcorn, I believe. So it's just a free event, and I mean, it's just fun just to hang out.
Yeah.
It's from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday.
1 to 3. I haven't seen the weather, but
we operate on kite time. There has been times where we have postponed it every weekend in May. So fingers crossed, I think that it will be a beautiful day, hopefully.
As long as it's not lightning, don't put a key on it.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that.
So 1 to 3, Calvert City, just at the park there.
At Doctors Park, where like pickleball, ball mm-hmm. fields, baseball fields, that area. 1 to 3. And it's right before the Derby, so you've got plenty of time to do both.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It'll be that later that afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you mentioned Lloyd Ford helped get this started. What was the idea behind it? Just
I don't really remember. I think that Lloyd maybe had been a part of something like that somewhere, and he wanted to bring it here to Calvert. And we used to deliver the kites to the elementary school. And so every elementary school student got a kite. But we found that it was better just to hand them out at the event,
mm-hmm.
because then anybody that shows up, gets a free kite. So But yeah, I don't know. I think if you ask any CADA member, it's probably their favorite event because all we get to do is just sit and watch and, you know, watch people fly kites. It's very, very relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a pretty good turnout for this?
Yeah. Last time I think we had around 70 show up. Before that, maybe 100. But yeah, there's usually a good trickle of people, you know, 1 to 3. And, yeah, there's usually, it's people from 80 to 3.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, again, that's this Saturday in Calvert City, and it'll be from 1 to 3. And you mentioned pickleball. I mean, my goodness, what a sport. We had some people here from they've moved to Marshall County, but they're part of the National Pickleball Association.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about the Lattas?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah. I've got a meeting with them tomorrow night.
They're bragging on what Calvert's done with pickleball.
So. Yeah, we're putting in four more courts, and you know, the tournament is almost full. So in June, that we've got coming up. So
and Greg's got it. Is that a pickleball injury, Greg? It is.
You know, my mom will probably kill me, but one time she broke her ankle. Walking out of Pier 1 Imports, and she told everyone that she broke it while playing racquetball. Uh-oh. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, you may be in trouble for that one. That's funny. Well, I hope she's okay. I don't mean to say
she,
that's
she
funny.
Survived, yeah. She survived. This was decades
the
ago.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, again, Blair Travis visiting with us this morning from the city of Calvert, talking about the Kites Over Calvert. That will be Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., and everybody is invited. You don't have to be a citizen of Calvert or
anything. Absolutely not.
Or a CADA member, but they would probably love for you to get involved in CADA, wouldn't they?
Absolutely, yes, yes. You know, it's a really great organization. Volunteers, I'm looking at Cindy right now, one of my very favorite volunteers. But it's always an opportunity to get involved in the community, be a part of the events, and also be a part of what happens, you know, in planning and deciding the events that CADA puts on. So,
and you've stayed very busy, too. You've always got events going on,
yeah.
Food trucks, small events and large events.
So. Yes, yeah. Yeah, actually, Food Truck Friday starts this Friday. Now, the weather's not looking so hot, so we will see, but yeah, it is Western Kentucky.
That's right. You kind of expect that kind of weather right now, but
yep.
But people are used to it, I think.
I think so.
At least it's not too bad.
Yep.
But it looks like weather today looks nice today, so becoming sunny, highs around 81 tonight, clear skies, lows around 59. And Greg, did it ever rain yesterday in Detroit? I kept seeing online that the players and stuff were out on the field and the game had already been called, but it had not started raining. I guess so, yeah. I'm sure it did. Yeah. Yeah, it all came in an hour, I think. It was rough there for a little bit. But it looks like that's all out of the way. Clear skies today. As soon as this haze clears off, it'll be highs around 81. And as we just said, lows tonight around 59. Then tomorrow, sunny. Warmer tomorrow, highs around 86. So it's already starting to get warm. But we will have Cardinal baseball tonight. They'll have a doubleheader because of the game yesterday being canceled. And we'll have that when they'll be facing the Tigers pregame at 1:45. First pitch at 2:40, then the second game will be 40 minutes after the first game. So a full day of Cardinal baseball here on WCBL. And also, if you want to keep up with all the games, we've got the popular St. Louis Cardinal pocket schedules. We've got them here at the studios. Just stop by and ask for as many as you need. We'll be able to fix you up. So ask for those, the pocket Cardinal schedules. They're nice and have all the information that you could ever want on those. So get one today here at WCBL. Later on, if I can find the date here, the Lady Marshall softball game, it's this afternoon. Okay, good. Okay, it's this afternoon. It'll be at home against Murray, and the Hendrickson Wealth and Retirement pregame show gets underway at 5 and the first pitch at 5:30. So if you can, head out to Marshall County, the stadium there in Draftonville, and catch the softball game, important game for the Lady Marshals as they're at home against Murray. And again, the pregame show at 5 and first pitch at 5:30 on AM 1290 WCBL. So join us for that. And we'll go ahead and get to a quick break and come back and visit with Blair Travis from Calvert City right after this.